Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and it's time again for another segment of At the Movies with Mel, with Melanie Cutting doing movie reviews. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. So delighted to be here.
Did you see a movie this week?
I did see a movie this week, and the movie is called Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot.
Okay.
And it is, first, a little caveat, first thing, is that that movie, when you go onto the Maison de Cinema website, says only French. It says FR, which typically means this movie is only being offered in French. And in fact, at all the other movies that are being offered, that's exactly what it means. It says this movie is available only in French. On this one, Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot. In fact, it is an English language movie with French subtitles.
Okay, that's important to know.
That's very important to know. And I'm unclear on why the Maison doesn't fix that, somehow indicate that, yes, it's in French and English, because it's very confusing. And in fact, many of these other movies, which are English language movies, are available only in French. Okay. Either they've been there long enough that it's time to just have the French version, or sometimes they've only had them in French. But this particular one, and it's one that I recommend, is available in English with French subtitles. And the French subtitles are very non-intrusive. Just don't pay attention to them if you're not interested in reading the French. Okay, so this movie focuses on a young man named John Calloway. And it's based on a true story that occurred roughly 20 or so years ago, where young John Callahan, who has had kind of a rough life, he grew up in foster families and discovered that he really liked drinking when he was about 13. So he began drinking at 13 and kind of never stopped.
Okay.
So his life is in many ways dictated by alcohol. One day, though, there's a change in his life. He is involved in a car accident. He is not the driver, but he chose to go with someone and should have realized early on this is a bad idea, because this person is also an alcoholic and is very, very drunk. Anyway, he did in fact have a car accident, and he ended up as a quadriplegic, so he can move almost nothing. Certainly has no movement from his waist down and not much from his waist up, and even that takes a while to develop. But along the way, he discovers that what really is right for him at this point in his life, and unfortunately it hadn't taken place earlier, was to join AA. He initially said, oh, not interested, I can handle this, but here he is, wheelchair-bound for the rest of his life. So he ends up joining AA, and that makes all the difference in the world to him. He meets a young woman. He truly does turn his life around, and the actual character, John Callahan, went on to have speaking engagements and so on. But the one of the interesting things about the movie, apart from the really good performances by Joaquin Phoenix and Jonah Hill and Rooney Mara, is he realizes that despite the fact that he can barely use his hands or arms, he does cartoons. And they're very funny. They're kind of cartoons with an edge.
Okay.
So, and this is out in Oregon. He's in Portland. I'm trying to remember exactly where in Oregon, but basically sort of the Pacific Northwest is his home base. And then he ends up making a name for himself and a career as a cartoonist. It's the getting there that makes the movie interesting. I don't think it's no spoiler alert here as to what happens, but Joaquin Phoenix, who is virtually always good in whatever he does. He takes chances as an actor. He never plays the same character twice. And in this case, he's a nice, compassionate guy who's just kind of gone off the rails. And he's wonderful. And I recently saw another movie with Joaquin Phoenix, which the name escapes me, but listeners may remember that I talked about what a good performance he gave in that movie as well. But here, he really is exceptional. We walked out thinking, this movie, or at the very least, this actor, are going to be certainly mentioned in the for the upcoming awards season that takes place in the spring. That's how good he is. And it's just a good movie. The director, by the by, is a rather well-known director named Gus Van Sant, who also does interesting movies. You would say this is kind of a documentary, but it really isn't. It doesn't have the character himself in it. There's actors and actresses playing the parts, but he has a certain quality of reality to his movies that makes you feel like this is almost a documentary, but not quite. And he's very good at that. He's had he's made a whole career of this kind of movie, and they're nearly all interesting and successful. So, director Gus Van Sant, star Joaquin Phoenix, Jonah Hill, who's been getting a lot of attention over his past several movies, has moved on from kind of an overweight, bumbling guy to someone who's very, very good at what he does.
Okay.
He too has made recently some very fine films, and you come away thinking, boy, he was good. And I would never have expected him to be cast in this role, but he was. So that's my recommendation for this week from among the movies that, in fact, I have seen. And some of the ones that I would have wanted to see, such as Black Klansman, are now only playing in French. Mm-hmm. So when you see the little FR near mm-hmm. Black Klansman, that's what it means, is that it's only in French, which is unfortunate. But, you know, you snooze, you lose. Another one which is playing in both languages, and it just opened, is called Searching, featuring an Asian, what's his name, John Cho, as a kind of a young father of a teenage daughter who is looking for his daughter. She's gone missing, and I honestly don't know much about it. But as usual, I went to Rotten Tomatoes to see how it's faring with audiences and the critics. And in fact, it is doing very well. It has and this is really good, 91% approval.
Wow.
Fresh. I call it fresh. Certified fresh.
Okay.
So 91% is excellent. Another movie which is, again, playing in both French and English still at the Maison is Crazy Rich Asians, which I haven't seen yet. I almost did, but then I didn't. 93% certified fresh, making money hand over fist. The Black Klansman, which, as I said, unfortunately is only there now in French, 95%. So they're getting some very good mm-hmm. movies along with some not very good movies. And there's one there now called Alpha, which is doing very well with critics as well as audiences. And I'll just give you a second. That is, no, unfortunately, it's a movie that is actually, it's an English language movie, and it is only being shown in French.
Oh, that's too bad.
So you can certainly take a chance and go see it. Another movie which is in both English and French, featuring both the Muppets and Melissa McCarthy, and I'm a fan of both, mm-hmm. is just getting terrible reviews and not making a lot of money. So if you're a Melissa McCarthy fan, and if you kind of like the Muppets, maybe just take a chance and check it out. Crazy Rich Asians, still there, still doing very well. It is doing surprisingly well. Brand new movie, which just began, I guess, this past Friday, is in French and English, and it's called Kin, K-I-N. And it seems to be a kind of a young adult sci-fi movie.
Okay.
Which, again, I don't know a whole lot about, but I think it is doing... Let's see. Go back to Rotten Tomatoes quickly. No, there's nothing there about Kin. But I think if you liked Stranger Things on Netflix mm-hmm. and that kind of movie, mm-hmm. You would probably enjoy this one. I think it's a little bit not quite my demographic. I think it's a younger crowd that they're playing to. Mm-hmm. But anyway, good. They've got several English movies. And there are, if you haven't seen any of them, you should certainly go and check out a couple, at least. We're very happy to have the Maison de Cinema in locally.
Because
they do, unfortunately, they don't get everything that's done in English in English, but they seem to do their best. And they do accommodate the many English speakers in the area who like to see their movies in English. And of course, there's many French speakers in the area who also like to see English movies in English.
That's true.
The last thing I'd like to say about the Maison de Cinema, and I'm not sure I've mentioned this in the past, but they've sent me an invitation to go see the first of their Passeport pour le Monde films.
Okay, that's nice.
And it came, unfortunately, the first of the two evenings when it's being offered was two nights ago, and the second showing is tomorrow night. And the focus is Vietnam.
Okay.
So I'll just give you a quick overview, if I can find it. This is something that the Maison does, in fact, every year. They have the Passeport, and you can see that they go many, many different places. Oh, here we go. Okay. So the second... Did I say Vietnam? Thailand.
You did.
What I meant to say was Thailand.
Thailand, okay.
Yeah. So that was the 2nd of September and the 5th of September, which is on... Today is Tuesday.
That's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Which
so that would be on Wednesday.
So that may have already passed by the time you're listening to this, but it would have been on Wednesday. However, coming up in October, they have two evenings separated by a few days, where they go to Corsica in November. It's Route 66 in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
In December, Madagascar. In January, Le Grand Nord, and I must admit I'm not entirely sure what that is, if it's the Canadian North or not. In February, Hong Kong. In March, the Equator and the Galapagos Islands. And in April, which is the last one, it's Ireland. And besides doing this for the cost of just a regular movie, there's no specially high price tag attached to this. There are often the filmmakers themselves who will come and talk about their movies, and other experts on, for example, Ireland, who will mm-hmm. talk about them. So it's not just a movie, it's a movie with the opportunity to speak to people who were either involved in the making of the movie or who happen to know a whole lot about that part of the world.
That's really interesting.
That's a neat thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They also, as you probably know, later in the spring they do a Dynamite film fest, mm-hmm. but we won't talk about that right now.
Too soon.
Anyway, but there is this Passeport pour le Monde coming up. It is, of course, to my knowledge, all in French. But I think that, you know, just bite the bullet, mm-hmm. go and get out of it what you can.
Exactly.
And certainly the films will be beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So go to the movies, spend $7 a show, buy your pass, your tickets to get into 8 shows for $56. Always a good way to do it. Or if you're a student, it's even less than that. But still, $7 is pretty special as far as I'm concerned, because you go to Montreal and you're looking at $10, $12,
$13 exactly.
for exactly the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for me for this week.
Okay, well, we thank you very much.
You're welcome.